VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in the southeastern American state of Florida say at least four people are dead in a shooting at a shopping mall in downtown Jacksonville. Reports say 11 people have been shot. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said a suspect is dead, but they do not know if there are additional gunmen, and they are still treating it as an active shooting scene. The shooting took place during an online gaming tournament at a restaurant and sports bar. Pope Francis ended his visit to Ireland Sunday with a religious ceremony attended by hundreds of thousands of people in rainy, windy weather. On Saturday, he met for more than an hour with eight survivors of sexual abuse. Mark Vincent Healy was one of those eight. He says the letter Francis wrote to Catholics around the world, condemning the crime of priestly sexual abuse and its cover-up and demanding accountability, is little more than strong words and recycled rhetoric.
His 2,000 words are just too much. They really have very little meaning or content. The idea that sort of like he can bring about the end of child sexual abuse, for example, even within the clergy. Where does he get this from? I mean, we're aware that it is still yet ongoing.
One report said during the meeting with the survivors, the Pope strongly condemned priests who committed the abuse or covered it up. In speeches over the weekend, Francis said he is committed to ridding the Catholic Church of sexually abusive priests. The Islamic State's Afghanistan leader, Abdu Sa'ad Arabi, and nine of his commanders have been killed during an overnight drone strike. The missile strike happened in eastern Nangarhar province, the headquarters of the terrorist group. The strike also destroyed two of the group's bases. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of three top security officials. A government spokesman said Sunday that Ghani has asked the three to remain in office and, quote, work towards the betterment of the security situation. The resignations were offered hours after Ghani's national security advisor abruptly resigned. President Emmerson Mnangagwa is calling for unity in Zimbabwe after being sworn in before thousands of people in the capital Harare Sunday to start his five-year term. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare for VOA.
In his inaugural speech Sunday, Mnangagwa asked his political foes to bury their differences for the task ahead.
We are all Zimbabweans. What unites us is greater than what could ever divide us.
The Movement for Democratic Change Alliance boycotted an invitation to the inauguration. The party wants to take its objections to the election to the African Union. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare.
U.S. Senator John McCain has died from brain cancer. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
In his waning months, John Sidney McCain continued to speak vigorously about America.
We are blessed. We are living in the land of the free, the land where anything is possible.
The son of a U.S. admiral, McCain became a Navy aviator and flew bombing missions during the Vietnam War. Shot down and captured by the North Vietnamese in 1967, he endured more than 5 years of torture and deprivation as a prisoner of war. McCain ran twice for president as an independent-minded Republican, securing his party's nomination in 2008. Many will mourn his passing, but McCain remained upbeat to the end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
A 6.0 magnitude earthquake hit western Iran early Sunday. One person has died, dozens have been injured. The earthquake struck in Kermanshah province. It was felt in Baghdad, the capital of Iraq. And the top story of the hour, it's now developing. Police in the southeastern American state of Florida say at least four people have been killed in a shooting at a shopping mall in downtown Jacksonville. Reports say 11 people have been shot. The shooting happened during an online gaming tournament at a restaurant and sports bar. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.